In truth, I know nothing of these matters, and should press my own brother into my assistance, were he not at this very minute abroad on business. I am quite at a loss, and I can tell nothing from pictures. Can you perhaps show me some of your safes?
Madam, forgive me, Mr. Chubb said, rushing around the desk to help her to her feet. Absolutely, of course. We maintain no showroom, as you might imagine, but if you will follow me into the workrooms, and I heartily apologize for any dust, noise, or commotion you may suffer, I can show you the various safes we make.
He led Lady Charlotte back into the long workroom behind the offices. Here a dozen men were busy hammering, fitting, welding, and soldering. The noise was so loud that Mr. Chubb had to shout for Lady Charlotte to hear, and the good woman herself fairly winced from the din.
"Now, this version here," he said, "has a 1 cubic foot capacity and is double-layered 16th-inch tempered steel, with an insulating layer of dried brick dust of Cornish origin. It is an excellent intermediate safe for many purposes."
"It is too small."
"Very good, madam. Too small. Now, this one here," he moved down the line, "is one of our most recent creations. It's a single layer of 1/8-inch steel with an inner hinge and a capacity of..." He turned to the workman. "What is the capacity?"
"This in here is 2.5, the workman said.
2.5 cubic feet,
Mr. Chubb said.
"Still too small."
"Very good, madam. If you will come this way..."
And he led her deeper into the workroom. Lady Charlotte coughed delicately in a cloud of brick dust.
"Now, this model here..." Mr. Chubb began.
"There," said Lady Charlotte, pointing across the room. "That's the size I want."
"You mean those two safes over there?"
"Yes, those."
They crossed the room.
"These safes," said Mr. Chubb, "represent the finest examples of our workmanship. They're owned by the Huddleston and Bradford Bank and are employed in the Crimean gold shipments, where naturally security is of the utmost. However, these are generally sold to institutions and not to private individuals. I naturally thought..."
"This is the safe I want,"
she said, and then looked at them suspiciously.
"Well, they don't appear very new."
"Oh, no, madam, they're nearly 2 years old."
This seemed to alarm Lady Charlotte.
2 years old? Why are they back? Have they some defect?"
"No, indeed. A Chubb safe has no defects. They have merely been returned for replacement of the undercarriage mounting pins. Two of them have sheared. You see, the travel on the railway and the vibration from the roadbed works on the bolts which anchor these safes to the luggage van floor." He shrugged. "These details needn't concern you. There is nothing wrong with the safes, and we're making no alterations. We are merely replacing the anchor bolts."